environmental group is asking the governor to veto legislation that it says would harm the state's wetlands. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, the Hoosier Environmental Council says recent changes to a bill regarding drain maintenance in wetlands don't go far enough.
The bill aims to help local governments cut costs by allowing them to fix or reconstruct a drain in a state wetland without a permit from the Indiana Department of Environmental Management. IDEM and environmentalists have both expressed concerns that the measure could cause damage to sensitive plants in wetlands. To address some of those, the bill was changed to only allow workers to reconstruct a drain if it doesn't substantially change the characteristics of the drain. But Indra Frank with the Hoosier Environmental Council says the bill doesn't define terms like substantially change and characteristics.
They're very vague and subjective, so we're worried that this may not, in effect, put much in the way of limits on reconstruction.
As of 1991, the Indiana Department of Natural Resources estimates the state has lost 85% of its wetlands. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.